1. Blank pages. I decided that I couldn't write a book with blank pages, so I should probably put some ink in it too. My name is Tammy Michaels. I was born in Bangor, Maine, and grew up between Germany and Virginia mostly. I am an only child and would spend most of my time in my room or traveling with my parents, Ireland, Munich, Czech Republic, Germany, and at least 25 states before the age of 10. Traveling was one of my favorite things to do with my parents. During my childhood, there was a lot of physical and emotional abuse. At 3 months, I was admitted to the hospital for a broken femur. Medical records state, mother told them my leg was caught in the crib. My Grammy Nash reported to authorities, but I don't know what happened after that. Obviously, more abuse. At the ages of 7, 12, 15, and 20, I was sexually abused. I had a miscarriage at 16 and at 20. Until now, these nightmares were locked up and hidden by laughter. My parents didn't know, and I was too scared to tell. On the outside, I was a sweet, happy child that loved family. As I grew older, poetry and music became a big part of my life. I wrote several poems and entered them into contests. I have 5 poems published along with thousands of other poets. My dad always supported my artistic side. 4th grade was when I picked up music. Along with every other 4th grader, the recorder was my first instrument, and I could rock out The Rose like no other. When mom would send me to my room, I would play for hours. Then the recorder turned into a viola for 2 years. Then I found the love for the flute and piccolo. I got so good at playing due to all the practice to avoid my mom. I became the first chair in high school for several years. My identity in high school was a bubbly girl that was full of laughter, talked too much, and had fun. It was very rare you would see me upset. My room was plastered with Elvis posters, a cornet of stuffed animals, a bright yellow record player that played everything from classical to Metallica. I had a daybed under the window in our apartment and a tall bookcase filled with books. I loved reading. Mom and I lived alone while my dad was deployed. My father served about 2 years during Desert Storm in Saudi Arabia. I was a very supportive daughter with lots of spirit. I would have honk to support the troops during school. Our classes would send care packages and letters to my dad and his platoon. So I was very good at rallying awareness and supporters at a very young age. I was 15 when my father served. I'll never forget the day he came home and surprised me in my world geography class. It was the best feeling. I spent a lot of time with activities at Hayfield. I had school spirit coming out of my pores. I just loved everything about my school. After school, I would spend time with my 2 best friends, Eric and Catherine. We would go on drives to the mall or King's Dominion, Catherine and I. I would spend endless hours on the phone with Eric. We would watch movies and music videos over the phone. Back then, it was just one line, and I was always in trouble. I used to run track, cheering, and powder puff football. The marching band was still my number one. Endless hours of band practice, collecting money for band uniforms, yearbooks, and raising money for the seniors. I was very involved in school. Football games, track, basketball, and every sport possible. I spent a lot of time at the pool in the apartment complex that Mom and I lived in. It was called Woodside Apartments. Directly across the 4-lane road, there was the retirement home I worked at, my bank, and the Miniland Private Day School, where I was a day school teacher for a few years. I worked at a retirement home on the weekends, and my junior year, I worked with a private day school as a teacher. I loved working with children. While in school, I took an early childhood education class where I worked with pre-K kids. I also took every cooking class they had available. I loved my school. I tried to be involved in everything to avoid having to go home. It was my therapy. Now, I look back as an adult and realize that because of all my involvement with my school, it really did shape me into the person I am today. We moved back to Maine in the middle of my senior year. I begged my father not to move me.